Will Dr. Lynn Blanchard please conduct forward H. Jack Geiger?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present H. Jack Geiger, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Science.
Dr. Jack Geiger, you have dedicated your personal and professional life to championing issues of human rights and health. You established and served as director of the country's first urban health center at Columbia Point, Boston, and the first rural health center at Mound Bayou, Mississippi. You have been instrumental in the work of two Nobel Prize-winning organizations. You helped bring the concept of community-oriented primary health care to the U.S. health system, and you were a leader in a movement that resulted in our National Health Center Network, which now serves more than 12 million low-income individuals in more than 900 facilities. You garnered many honors, such as senior membership in the Institute of Medicine, but you have not stepped back from being a dedicated and accessible scholar, teacher, and mentor. Jack Geiger, in recognition of your outstanding accomplishments as healer and humanitarian, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to admit you to the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
H. Jack Geiger, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Science.
Will Professor Bobby Owen conduct forward William Ivy Long?
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present William Ivy Long, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Fine Arts.
William Ivy Long, you are our country's most accomplished and honored costume designer for the Broadway stage. You have 6 shows running simultaneously. You have won 4 Tony Awards, and you have been inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. Your North Carolina roots sink deep. You studied art history at Carolina. Your parents were longtime Carolina playmakers, and you have been intimately involved in 37 seasons of The Lost Colony. When you were only 6, you had a dog named Maddie-O, who wore the first costume you ever designed, an Elizabethan ruff. Your ancestral home is in Seaboard, in North Carolina's Roanoke River Valley, where you are working with other entrepreneurs to bring economic recovery to that region. William Ivy Long, for your outstanding work in elevating the human spirit through the art of costuming and your philanthropy, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to admit you to the degree of Doctor of Fine Arts honoris causa.
William Ivy Long, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree Doctor of Fine Arts.
Will Dean Thomas James please conduct forward Richard W. Riley.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor to present Richard W. Riley, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Law.
Richard Riley, you have been recognized as one of the great statesmen of education of this century for your devotion to public education, both as governor of South Carolina and as the United States Secretary of Education for all 8 years of the Clinton administration. As Secretary of Education, you helped launch historic initiatives to raise academic standards, improve instruction for the poor and disadvantaged, increase parental involvement in education, expand loans to help more Americans attend college, and to prepare young Americans for the world of work. As governor, you initiated a comprehensive education reform measure that was hailed as one of the most effective education initiatives of its time. Richard Wilson Riley, for your outstanding efforts on behalf of public education that have made such a difference in the classroom, the workplace, and the hearts and minds of thousands of young people, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased to admit you to the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Richard W. Riley, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree Doctor of Laws.
Will John McGowan please conduct forward Dean Edwards Smith?
Mr. Chancellor, Mr. Chancellor, it is my honor to present Dean Edward Smith, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the Board of Trustees for the degree of Doctor of Laws.
Dean Smith. You are one of the most widely admired and respected coaches in the history of men's basketball. You have led your teams to 11 Final Four appearances, an NIT title, an Olympic gold medal, two NCAA championships, 65 ACC tournament wins, and 879 career wins. Your hard work, knowledge of the game, and ability to inspire student athletes not only on the court, but in the classroom has made you stand out from your peers. Your players praise you for teaching them how to succeed, not only as athletes, but as scholars and respected members of society as well. The whole Carolina family of faculty, staff, students, alumni, and fans are proud of your unimpeachable ethics and integrity, both in the world of men's basketball and in your humanitarian efforts in many other venues. You are a model of how to inspire and lead. Dean Edward Smith, in recognition of your outstanding achievements as coach, teacher, mentor, and humanitarian, the University of North Carolina is pleased to admit you to the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Dean Edward Smith, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and by the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree Doctor of Laws.
Will Dean Mike Smith please conduct forward Madeline Corbell Albright.
Mr. Chancellor, it's my honor to present Madeline Corbell Albright, who has been recommended by the faculty and approved by the trustees for the degree Doctor of Laws.
Madeline Albright, you are the 64th Secretary of State of the United States, one of the world's most accomplished practitioners of international diplomacy, and a renowned scholar of geopolitics. In grateful recognition of your many accomplishments, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is pleased and honored to confer on you the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Madeline Corbell Albright, by virtue of the authority vested in the University of North Carolina by the State of North Carolina and the university entrusted to me, I hereby confer upon you the degree, Doctor of Laws.